Loyola Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Optimism about the virus in defiance of the corona rules. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We're already making that turn. We're making that round, beautiful last turn.
President Trump had a big indoor rally in Nevada last night. A big crowd in a warehouse. Many unmasked, violating the state's rules, limiting gatherings to no more than 50 people. Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak put out a statement.
Donald Trump is taking reckless and selfish actions that are putting countless lives in danger here in Nevada. To put it bluntly, he didn't have the guts to make tough choices. He left that to the governors and to the states. Now he's decided he doesn't have to respect our state's laws.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Joe Biden will speak out today against climate change, put out a statement. The president still doesn't take this pandemic seriously. Now at the rally, the president again called his Democratic challenger mentally unfit for the job.
At his convention, he never even mentioned the words law and order, never mentioned them once. Now he's all of a sudden, his polls are dropping like a rock, and he's starting to say, well, we need law and order.
Well, the president called for the death penalty for cop killers after two sheriff's deputies were ambushed, shot in their patrol car Saturday night in Los Angeles, which Biden also condemned. They are expected to survive now. A manhunt for the shooter continues. People in Louisiana, Mississippi, prepping for another storm. Fox's Evan Brown tracking Sally live.
Yeah, Dave, Tropical Storm Sally is making a very quick run towards the northern Gulf Coast, with the forecast track center staying east of New Orleans and targeting Mississippi, but could reach Alabama. He's at Dauphin Island.
I hope it really kind of dismisses us and we can go on with the rest of our summer and enjoy it.
Now, Sally could cause up to 11 feet of storm surge and drop nearly 2 feet of rain. Sally's just one of four named storms currently in the Atlantic region. A fifth cyclone just formed two, tropical depression off West Africa, Dave.
Evan, the wildfires scorching the West now blamed for 35 deaths, a lot of destruction from Washington to Oregon to California, where the president will visit today. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
When President Trump returns to Washington, he'll focus on the Middle East. His son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner says the president's worked out two peace deals in less than a month between Israel and the United Arab Emirates and then Bahrain. Kushner telling Fox's Steve Hilton.
He brought the Middle East together. He eliminated the caliphate of ISIS. He pushed back Iran, and he's starting to bring people together around shared opportunity.
And tomorrow there's a signing ceremony at the White House between Israel and the UAE.
The ceremony, dubbed by the White House as the Abraham Accords, will be the first Middle East White House peace signing in 26 years. A government representative from Bahrain will also attend the ceremony. Bahrain also agreed to a normalization agreement with Israel on Friday. The president's effort to negotiate an historic peace deal between Israel and the Palestinians failed after the Palestinians accused the administration of being biased toward Israel. In Washington, John Decker, Fox News.
Another police shooting led to new protests in a new place, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. People threw rocks and bottles at officers who used tear gas hours after a man was killed while police say he had a knife and was chasing an officer. In Georgia, a sheriff's deputy has been fired over the arrest of a black man.
Victor Hill! Why don't you love black people?
People gathering at headquarters, voicing their displeasure with the sheriff, even though the department announced that it fired the deputy that was seen hitting Roderick Walker as they were trying to place him under arrest. Video of what happened Friday went viral. Family attorney Sean Williams.
We have seen this happen in George Floyd. We've seen this happen on too many occasions, and we're just tired of it.
Williams says police asked Walker for his ID during a traffic stop. Even though he was a passenger, he didn't have his ID on him. The sheriff's office says the district attorney is investigating the case. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise to start the week. Dow futures up more than 200 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good Monday morning, ESPN 93.5. I'm glad you're listening on this Monday, September the 14th. We check your ESPN 93.5 3-Day Weather, brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. Have you recently reviewed your business technology needs to make sure you are a right fit and competitively priced and that your service partner is there when you call? Call Watts Copy Systems to help. 352-0428. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. We've got a high 77 expected today, starting out with some clouds and then clearing. By tonight, we'll be down to 52. 78 the high tomorrow, down to 53 with mostly sunny conditions again. Up to 82, that's the warm spot of the week on Wednesday. Partly cloudy with a 10% shot of showers. Right now, the temperature at 57 on ESPN 93.5.
We always like starting the week off with some wisdom from our professor, Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington for over 50 years. Sir, how are you?
I'm going out and enjoying a riot after I'm on the phone.
Oh, boy.
Brother Johnny is a regular guest. My brother Johnny is in studio as well. He was ran for United States Senate in his past, also very active politically in Louisiana, got term limits for their state House and Senate single-handedly. He wanted to talk to you today, Alan, because I told him you were a card-carrying Democrat driving around to all of these Democratic places handing out money.
I was. I handed out money and, in one case, liquor. that's no joke. I was about 18, 19 years of age, working at the state legislature of Oklahoma, and they asked me to go out with them one day. They were all Democrats. And they said, take this bottle and give it to those men over there. It was voting day. In those days, there was no early voting. Everybody voted on the same day. I think it was a Tuesday. And so there was absentee voting, and the Democrats arranged to do that real well, if you can get my gist. I gave them a bottle of liquor. I had no idea what I was doing, but I gave them a bottle of liquor, and off I went.
Well, that might have got him to the polls, I guess.
It's a true story.
Yeah.
And I think in that package I gave them was liquor and also a schedule of who to vote for.
Well, so they've been doing this a while. Johnny doesn't think Lyndon Johnson ever won an election.
Fair and square.
I don't think he did either. That's not a bad idea. But by the way, he was an out-and-out racist.
Well,
everybody forgives him because when he became president, he pushed those civil rights bills, which he did. I got to give him credit for that. Whatever the motivation, and a lot of people believe the motivation was purely political, but that's okay. Those were major civil rights bills. But what he said and how he conducted himself was amazing. He couldn't get to first base today.
Well, and he also, when he signed the civil rights, his strategy was, we cannot beat this. We're going to have to embrace it. He said, look, we're going to, now this is an alleged professor, but it's pretty well accepted that he said we're going to help the black community, but not enough to make a difference.
But they'll be with us for a generation.
Exactly.
Yeah. And he was right.
Yes.
And he was right.
Well, you look at what's happened in the urban areas, the inner cities, it's just the policies have just gotten it's just awful. And Johnny had a plan kind of to really spend money to build factories, to build jobs that will produce, to build better schools, to do some stuff that really put the money to bring out the south side of Chicago to where they actually have a chance versus getting shot on the weekend.
Give it to Joe Biden's campaign. Look what Mr. Bloomberg is doing. Wants to spend, I don't know whether he's going to do it or not, $100 million in Florida to help Joe Biden. If I had $100 million, there's lots of better things I can do than throw it into a campaign that's being conducted out of a basement. You know, there's better things to do with millions and millions of dollars.
All right, so we had this unbelievable shooting in Los Angeles. Someone walks up in Compton and just cold-blooded shoots these two officers.
Then the protesters block the emergency room so they can't get them in. Then the protesters, the riot people, tried to get into the emergency room to cause and wreak havoc. Then they're yelling, "We hope you effing die," and tell the family we're going to kill all of you one at a time. What the world are we going to do about this, Alan?
It was talked about that these were Black Lives Matters people. At least those were the allegations. Isn't that wonderful? Black Lives Matter. And the pro, and some of the pro football teams have those inscriptions on the ball field, Black Lives Matter. It's a farce, and it should not be done. By the way, yesterday my Dallas Cowboys lost.
Yeah.
Los Angeles.
I saw that.
And it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me in the least. I have left NFL football a long time ago.
Well, unfortunately, too, the
as if they care.
The attack on law enforcement, and that's what happens, Steve, when you just pound a group really unfairly, but people believe it. And they go off the deep end. But when you pull back, Professor, on law enforcement and reduce that protection, a lot of black lives are lost. And it's completely the opposite of what they're screaming, because black homicides have spiked double digits everywhere. And
I have a woman lives next door to me, and she's a police officer in a small Texas town. And every time she's wearing her uniform, I want to yell at her, "Be careful.
Yeah.
You know, camouflage your uniform." And that's a terrible thing to have to tell a police officer. Don't be, be careful about your uniform.
Hey, Alan, who do you think wins 50 days from today?
It's what I think and what I hope. I want Donald Trump to win. Not because I embrace him so much. He's done a lot of dumb things, and in many ways, he's his own worst enemy. But if Joe Biden comes in, it's not just Joe Biden. It'll be Nancy Pelosi. It'll be the entire U.S. Senate. It will be a change in our society that we've not seen since many, many, many years. And I'm afraid of it. So it's not just Joe Biden or Donald Trump we're voting for. It's a whole change in our society. So I'm hoping it's Donald Trump, because I think he's best suited to at least hold the wall against all these barbarians that want to climb over it. And it's going to happen. And I do not mean that in an immigration way. It's just who wants to get in the White House? I do not want Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or AOC or Regina Tlaib, or any of those people to be running America, and that's who will be running it if Joe Biden comes in.
Well, I think that the strategy is to attack everything that Trump says and then add something to it and just attack him from a personal look at this guy. He's not perfect, which we all know that, but it distracts from the true policy, and the messaging that does come from the progressive left is just disastrous for most of us, but it just, they cloud that with these personal attacks, and they've been doing it for 4 years. I think, Alan, that I think that Trump's going to swamp Joe. I just don't think they can put a guy like that over the line. I know they have all their shenanigans, but I don't think they can pull it off with Joe Biden.
What I'm afraid of is the same thing Donald Trump's afraid of, mail-in ballots.
Right, right. Yeah.
The Democrats have made shenanigans at the voting booth into an art form. And I'm afraid they'll do it again this year.
Well, and changing everything the way we're used to doing it without really going through it and vetting the process and putting, obviously, mailing a ballot to every registered voter like in California is just an absolute...
It's ridiculous.
Yes, it's such an aberration of what we're trying to do. And you can't have any confidence in that in a system like that. So that'll break us down. And ultimately, I think...
I am disabled, and yet I'm going to the polls... In person. I'm going to have somebody, you know, to stay with me and walk me over there on my walker. But I'm going in person to vote, even though I can barely walk a step.
You're a good man, Alan. We love you. We appreciate you every week. Thank you, sir.
I heard something wonderful about Urbana, but I can't remember what it was over the weekend.
Well, tell us when you remember.
It was really good.
Good.
And it had to do, I think, with the medical industry.
Yeah, we're good here at Carl, that's for sure. Hey, thanks so much, Alan.
Thank you. Everybody stay well.
You as
thank
well.
You.
Professor Alan Sachs, 52-year professor, University of Texas at Arlington, our first guest out of the gates on Monday. Senator Bill Brady, Bloomington, how are you?
Good morning, Stevie. I'm doing well. How are you?
I got my brother Johnny in the studio here this morning.
Hey, Senator. Good to hear your voice again.
Johnny, good to hear from you.
Yes, sir.
All right. I guess I begin with Michael Madigan. He says nothing he did was wrong, but boy, there's a trail here. What happens to the speaker, the longest serving speaker of any state in the United States history? So.
Yeah. Well, it's not just the speaker. The Democratic Party is fraught with corruption. Over the weekend, we had a senator step down who was indicted for tax evasion. Speaker certainly has a lot of problems. We've never seen a criminal settlement to the magnitude of a $200 million fine on the state's largest utility company for a bribery scandal that implicates the speaker as public official A. It's got to come to a stop. The good news is we've got laws in the books that say this is illegal, and people are being convicted of their crimes.
What's it going to do to the state politic? I mean, you know, what did Donald Trump say? What the hell do you have to lose with switching parties and giving the Republicans a shot at things? I mean, what in the world has happened over 40 years? Maybe the Republicans ought to have a two-year try.
Well, it would be wonderful if we did, and we will get them, we believe, someday. Illinois is a smart enough state. Its people are smart enough to know that they've had enough of this corruption, of this mismanagement, of the financial crisis that the Democratic reign has created in this state, and we're seeing it. Although the Democrats have drawn the map, that makes it difficult, but we've got some opportunities. One of the biggest opportunities we've got, in addition to several Senate seats, is to take control of the Supreme Court seat in the just north of here, where Justice Kilbride was funded by over $1 million in Madigan money, is up for grabs. We believe there's a chance to non-retain that, partly because of Speaker Madigan's support of that seat, and mostly because the district reflects values that don't equate to the Democratic reign of that justice in that seat. We've also got areas in your listening area. Tom Bennett's seat is up for. We've got a great candidate going to be on the ballot there. I think A.J. Ruggieri, he's got a chance
good guy.
In that seat. Yeah. We think it more resonates with the permanent voters of that district.
Yeah. Okay, so anybody going to run against J.B. Pritzker in a few years?
I'm sure we'll find a good candidate. There's a lot of frustration out there with the governor, particularly over the unemployment insurance mismanagement. The federal government's given us money, hasn't been allocated rightly, and we all understand this pandemic has hit us hard, but we've got far too many constituents complaining every day about not being able to receive the benefits that they've earned when they paid into the system.
You better bring your wallet there, Senator, if anybody's running against J.B. Pritzker.
Yeah, clearly Governor Pritzker will outspend anybody who tries to take him on. But money doesn't buy everything. And we'll have a good candidate, and there needs to be a good candidate.
Well, I got to tell you, Senator, I picked two great states, Illinois and Louisiana, and in my lifetime, I don't know if you've been keeping track, but we're tied 5 governors each that's gone to prison. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I think we lead the nation. It's 5-5 right now.
Oh man,
yeah. It is a shame, and it's the root of the Chicago political system, and we all know that. And it's got to come to a stop during the financial
crisis. All right, number one on your list here, before I let you go, Senator, what are you working on? What do we have hope of changing or making better in Illinois?
Well, I wish there was one, but the biggest issues are those in the ballot. So we've got several Senate seats up where we have a chance to take back seats from the Democrat control. Two is defeating the Democrats' initiative to allow them to tax, among other things, retirement income in the state. They want to change the Constitution so that they'll have free reign in tax policy, which even as Treasurer Frerichs, the Democratic Treasurer Frerichs has said, would allow them to, and his desire, I believe, to tax retirement income, which we think would be a death knell, forcing more people to make a decision to leave this state for various reasons.
I think they call I was going to say, don't they call that the fair tax bill or something? Hey, when you hear that.
Yeah, I have trouble using that word. I don't think it's going to be fair at all.
Okay.
And then, as I said, the Supreme Court races are pivotal for us in terms of bringing fairness back to particularly a legislative map in the state, which we think could give us a Republican majority.
Well, if you look at where we are politically, what do we have to lose to give the other team a try? Because this thing has been dysfunctional since probably Jim Edgar and Mike Madigan actually worked together pretty well in the late 90s. But other than that, man, it's been a struggle.
It has been, and it needs to change. And we believe we're at the beginning of that change that we need so desperately.
Well, appreciate your fight. Senator, always a pleasure.
Keep up the good work. Bill.
Yeah, and let me just, if I can say one thing, regardless of what you hear out there, there's no reason not to vote early. We need people. I guess let me give you one other thing. First is, get counted. If you haven't been counted in the census, get counted. We need you to be counted for fair representation in Congress and for resources, our tax dollars coming back. And if you have been counted, ask other people to get counted. Two is, when it comes to voting this November, vote as early as you can, and don't be afraid to vote by mail, absentee. Get that vote in. We're not sure what will happen, but the earlier you get it in, we know the better the chances are you'll get there. And we don't know what this pandemic is going to do. So we're encouraging people to vote by mail, and make sure you get counted for U.S. Census in the meantime.
We got it. Senator, thank you.
Thank you.
Talking to you. Senator Bill Brady from Bloomington this morning. He joins us once a month. ESPN 93.5. All right, we want to get to our sports. We've got a lot to talk about here. A major league, huge day for the city of Chicago in sports.
Yeah, that's
We got some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Fox Business Minute brought to you this morning by Starlet Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starlet at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's merger news, and Amazon is hiring, creating an upbeat start to the week on Wall Street. The Wall Street Journal says Oracle has a deal to buy the U.S. operation of video sharing app TikTok. The deal may be structured as a partnership rather than Oracle purchasing the unit. Chipmaker NVIDIA is buying Arm Holdings, which designs chips for cell phones. The deal is valued at $40 billion. Also, AstraZeneca's experimental coronavirus vaccine trials are resuming in the United Kingdom after the tests were paused because someone had an unexplained illness. Amazon is hiring 100,000 workers in the U.S. and Canada to deal with its surge in shopping. It's paying at least $15 an hour, and in some cases will pay signing bonuses of $1,000. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and listen to The One with Craig Gutfeld.
Kat, I know that you are not particularly pleased with this decision to pick Kamala Harris.
Everyone keeps pointing to the fact that she was so mean to him in the debates. To me, it's not weird because you got the guy that wrote the 1994 crime bill and you have a draconian prosecutor. I think they're really a match made in heaven.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, we go to our morning sports. Diane Ducey has a lot to cover here this morning.
Well, and us being your Cardinal affiliate, we might as well get that Redbird recap on. Cincinnati wins 10-5 yesterday.
The Redbird recap is sponsored by Central Bank, your hometown bank of the St. Louis Cardinals.
The Reds knocked off the Cardinals by the tune of 10-5 yesterday at the ballpark in a day game.
It was a tale of two games, Mike, where the Cardinals had a 5-3 lead, but let that get away, and the Reds got a run in the 6th, 3 in the 7th, 1 in the 8th, 2 in the 9th. They didn't let up against the Cardinal bullpen and won the game 10-5. The Cardinals finished their homestand with 3 wins and 4 losses. They are 20-20 on the year, and they go on a long road trip, beginning with 5 games in Milwaukee, the first 2 in a doubleheader today. But yesterday, the Cardinals looked good early, but then a lost ball in left field that dropped in for an RBI double helped Cincinnati turn the day around, and the Reds won 2 out of 3.
And they won yesterday 10-5. As the Cardinals go on a road trip, we're on the air at 3:15 today as Kim will pitch the first game against Lindbaum.
We believe in the perfect game. The hard nine, the gas house game, backflips and Uncle Charlie, Clydesdales, scorecards, and hitting the cutoff man. Two birds on one bat, hanging banners, and that next year is now. We believe in Cardinals Nation.
Central Bank believes in being the hometown bank of the Cardinals. Welcome to Cardinals Checking for those who believe. Sign up for free Cardinals Checking with Central Bank and get an exclusive Cardinals 11-time champions jersey and 2-game tickets. Find out more at CardinalsChecking.com. Restrictions apply. One offer per household while supplies last. Member FDIC.
Alec Mills with a no-hitter. Cubs shut down the Milwaukee Brewers 12-0, and here's how it ended.
Let's see if he can come back and get Peterson. The 3-1 pitch on the way. A swing and a ground ball toward the middle. Baez has it, throws to first. Alec Mills has just pitched a no-hitter. A no-hitter for Cubs right-hander Alec Mills. A ground ball to Baez, a routine play. The Cubs are mobbing the young right-hander on the mound.
How about that?
Nice. Wow. In fact, inside the last month, Lucas Giolito pitched a no-hitter for Chicago White Sox, and this is the first time both teams have had no-hitters in their season. The White Sox shut down the Detroit Tigers yesterday. That final was 5-2. They've got Minnesota with a 7-10 start. Cubs, by the way, looks like they have the day off. They're gearing up for a series against Cleveland. On to the NFL. Jacksonville over Indy, 27-20. Green Bay over Minnesota, 43-34. 364 large yards from Aaron Rodgers. New Orleans beat Tampa Bay, 34-23. Yeah. You guys saw the Saints in action, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Bears win in a good final quarter for Mitch Trubisky. In fact, some comments now from Mike Tannenbaum.
Let's give Mitch Trubisky all the credit in the world. To score 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter on the road against a division opponent, that's how quarterbacks should be measured. And I think you nailed it. That 27-yard touchdown to Anthony Miller was a pro throw and something we haven't seen consistently from Trubisky. It was outside the numbers, it was down the field, and the accuracy was placement. If he can do that, that will start to expand opposing defenses, and that'll give him a chance. So if I'm a Bear fan today, I finally saw something to hang my hat on, which is a fourth quarter comeback, good throws, good accuracy from the pocket.
Yeah, he was amazing. 23-6 was the score with 14 minutes left.
That's right.
And the Bears get 21 unanswered. Unbelievable. And poor rookie for the Lions dropped the winning touchdown
pass.
Final seconds.
Yeah, that's right.
It would have been 10 seconds left, and the Bears would have lost.
Well, wow. I can tell you, Steve, how important that first game is. So winning that first game is such a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just gets everything started. All you've been working on, hey, it worked, blah, blah, blah. Way we can do it. It's a big deal. Like, and so I'm glad. I was worried about the Saints with Brady and Breeze.
Right. Well, we didn't
know. Aging quarterbacks over 40 years old.
Yeah.
And they're, they looked a little old, but they hadn't had any spring training. And,
first time ever, 2 40-year-old quarterbacks have started in a game.
I didn't know that.
First time in 75 football games, Tom Brady's been an underdog.
Wow.
They beat the guy. So
the college AP poll has Clemson, Alabama, Oklahoma, Georgia, Florida, LSU at number 6, University of Louisiana Lafayette at 19.
No kidding.
They beat Iowa State.
That's a big deal for the raging Cajuns.
Exactly. Big Ten potential return to play meeting. They did not end in a vote. This is the second meeting of the task force as they get updated medical details to the presidents and chancellors. 9 of 14 are needed on that vote, so 6 would have to change their mind if we're back at it in October.
Well, it looked pretty good in South Bend, Indiana, but anyway, that's in Indiana, okay?
Well, I think they got a chance, but you know what? I don't know. It's the fact that it's dragging out lends some hope because they're giving it consideration.
That's right.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
They're saying inside the next few days they could vote.
Well, right. let's get a vote, and then if it's no, then just go away and come back when you're ready, because I'm tired of talking about it. If it's yes, let's kick it off.
That's okay? Right.
Let's all get her done. All right, we want to touch base on this hurricane, which is about bearing down on New Orleans. I'm not hearing inches, I'm hearing feet on rain and surges and all these other things. Janice Dean from Fox this morning said that the levees will be challenged, which we know that, as Johnny has explained over the last 35 years, New Orleans is a cereal bowl, and I love cereal, so I see that.
Yeah.
It is 9 feet below sea level, I believe, in those areas.
Average. There's a lot of,
Bourbon Street's average. Plus nine, I think. Plus nine.
Well, it's looks like a shift to the east, which is real good news for New Orleans. It's probably not going to have that kind of a surge. The river's low. We're not really too panicked right now on that. So it's always bad. And hopefully it doesn't churn up like Laura did.
It'd be good
did.
To get details.
Yeah. And so you got to realize a hurricane spins counterclockwise. So if you're on the west side, it's actually blowing back out, water back out. Mm. It's blowing away from you. If you're on the east side, it's wet. And it's bringing up the water.
You were going to go home, but maybe not today.
I'm going to keep an eye on it.
Okay. And, sounds good.
All right. We're going to break for the news and be right back. Evan Brown from Miami. He's usually very good on these hurricanes. We'll touch base on that in just a moment. All right. 7:30 on this Monday, September 14th.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Coronavirus cases are surging in 11 states, according to the latest Johns Hopkins University numbers. President Trump tells supporters in Henderson, Nevada, we're winning the fight.
We're making that round, beautiful last turn.
The indoor rally goes against Nevada's coronavirus restrictions.
Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak said the president endangered lives and called the rally a direct threat to progress against the pandemic in Nevada. In a statement, the Trump campaign said if people can gamble in a casino or protest in the streets, they can gather to hear the president.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The president will be in California today for a wildfire briefing. At least 35 people have died in the fires burning in California, Oregon, and Washington.
Another day of fire danger for the West with gusty winds, low humidity, and dry conditions. Dense smoke advisories and air quality alerts are in effect over the region.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. America's listening to Fox News.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is the company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our mission is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. We provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Still have some back-to-school shopping to do this year? Well, look no further than the official fan store of the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit. They have something for everyone on your shopping list, from toddlers to adults. New styles are arriving daily with hot new items from brands like Nike, Champion, and more. There's no better place to get geared up to show your love for the University of Illinois than the official fan store of the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit. Visit them on the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campus Town, or shop online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com.
Caution, a virus has been detected.
Captain, our bandwidth is too low and the firewall is down. The viruses are attacking. This is an emergency.
We'll be just fine. All we need is a competent captain, such as myself.
Computer, how are we looking?
Guidance cannot compute. Computers have been infested. We should have used Area Wide.
Quickly, call down to Area Wide Technologies in Champaign. The number is 359-8041.
Security threat neutralized.
Area Wide has done it again. We must remember to call them for our cybersecurity need. Take us home, Lieutenant.
PDR Automotive in Urbana prides themselves in offering you the very best in service. In fact, they're one of the select TechNet certified professional shops. Certified shops like PDR make all the difference in vehicle maintenance because the TechNet community is made up entirely of local family-owned shops. So you know you're getting reliable and personalized care that only a local shop like PDR can provide. PDR is proud to be a TechNet professional shop that you can depend on time and time again. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids' finances, insurance? Then let State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow in Champaign help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Kurt handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else, more money too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. That's money Kurt can help you put toward a college savings plan. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow today and get to a better state with State Farm. Discounts may vary state to state. Visit Kurt Lenschow.com today. All right, ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service and brought to you by Raise the Roof, the competitive doghouse building event benefiting Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County. Friends, families, businesses, and local organizations come together to build their best version of a doghouse in the process supporting the creation of affordable housing in Champaign County. It's Raise the Roof.
That's right. It's happening September 26th, and you can get in on that right now. CUHabitat.org. Up to 77, we're expecting sun by later on today. Clear and a low 52 into the evening tonight. Mostly sunny tomorrow. High 78, low 53. 82 is the warm spot of the week on Wednesday with partly cloudy conditions. Temperatures currently at 58 on ESPN 93.5.
Now we go down to Miami, Florida. Evan Brown, Fox News radio star. How are you?
Star. You finally got that right.
My brother Johnny in studio as well. Johnny's a resident of New Orleans.
Yeah, tell me some good news.
What's going on with Hurricane Sal? What do you got?
I wish I had good news here, really. If there's some slightly better news, it's the track shifts a little bit more to the east, but it doesn't really take New Orleans out of any kind of danger. For those who actually live in the southeast and deal with these things a lot, you know that that line that they plot on the map is just where they think the center of the storm will most likely be, but the cone represents anywhere it could be, and that means the storm itself, the wind and the rain and everything could be to either side of that line, no matter where it ends up in that cone, so you really have a really wide strike zone. The best news that we could tell you about this is that it is a very fast-moving storm, and while we expect it to grow to hurricane strength, it's not going to have a chance over that northern Gulf water to grow into a major hurricane. So we will not have a big, 150-mile-an-hour wind type events for this. The problem is we will have a major storm surge and rain event. This thing is going to push 11 feet of storm surge in certain areas along the probably the Mississippi coast is going to get the worst of that. Yeah. But New Orleans, of course, is below sea level, and there'll be about 2 feet of rain.
Now, we do like being on the west side of the storm. Is that just wishful thinking? But we like the west side because it's usually...
The northeastern part of a storm is always the worst, but you're not really out of any kind of out of danger by being on the west.
Yeah.
There will still be storm surge in a place that is very low-lying that relies on pumping to get storm surge and any kind of collected floods out of the city. And if those pumping houses fail, which they've done in the past, and they've been upgraded, but there's always a possibility that something could go wrong, you could have something really devastating happening, and that's something we don't want. So you're getting storm surge, and you're going to get maybe at least a foot, probably more, upwards of 2 feet in some areas of rain. That's a lot of water.
Yeah, no, I got to tell you, the rain's what worries me. If we can't handle much over a foot, that's just not fair. So hopefully it won't be that wet over on that side.
Johnny was of course, around New Orleans during Katrina, which was devastating.
Holy cow. Yeah. Well, our levees are much better now, and our pumps are working. So
okay.
Yeah, well, that is true. Pumps and the levees are much better now. Hopefully no barges break loose and strike a levee near the lower Ninth Ward, which caused one of the significant problems that the city had.
Oh, it's a big deal, though, Evan. We've cleared all of those out of there in those spots.
I have relatives over by the 17th Street Canal. That house took on about 7 feet of water.
Right. Oh, my.
Yeah, in fact, when they rebuilt it, and they're an older couple, when they rebuilt it, they decided to make the whole ground floor just a simple utility floor. Everything is now up on the second floor, and they don't really live downstairs.
Yeah.
There's just storage there.
All right, my friend, you keep up your fine reporting. Evan Brown in Miami, thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot.
You got it.
7:39. Okay, well, what does that tell you?
I mean, it tells me what I, you know. I don't think the storm surge is going to be a big problem in the New Orleans area. But, as he said,
rain,
if it shifts more, that center shifts more towards New Orleans, it could be, and they're guessing that's just their higher probability. So It's a close one, and it's a bad storm.
They'll blow through pretty quickly.
That's a big deal. That is a huge. You know, when they stall, like if you remember Harvey in Houston that just parked for a day and a half, then you're getting 2 feet of rain. And believe me, the rain in any area, Steve. You know, Champagne. You get a foot of rain. You're gonna have problems.
Right. So. Hey, if you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, boy, do they have it here at Sarah Champagne. This is Honda BMW that has expanded. They care deeply about you and your satisfaction. They have cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans you want. Sarah Champagne. Sarah Champagne knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Allow them to demonstrate their commitment to excellence. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru. In Savoy, online, Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, sarahchampagne.com. SarahChampagne.com.
We have a couple of comments. Mike in Villa Grove said, knowing Brother Johnny is a resident in Champaign County, when is he going to run for something and help straighten out Illinois?
Johnny?
It sounds like a tall order.
Okay.
I'll take it under advice.
There you go.
So, and Irene had reached out saying one of five finalists in the Italian Piano Link contest, a Super Bowl of piano competition, was won by Irene. Katie is texting in here saying this American in the competition is unheard of, and we can connect with her later if we want to.
I would love to talk to Irene Whiteside, who's from America, who is in this Italian Piano Link contest.
Do you guys ever play for Margaret anymore?
Well, yes.
Okay.
You know, she's had a hard time hearing these days, but she can hear a little bit of the piano, and she likes it. So.
And she watches that technique, too.
Well, because she has rounded fingers. She suggested Diane round her fingers.
Right.
She's never gotten over that.
Well, I got to tell you that she gave up on my...
a pretty good entertainer.
She's given up on my technique, too. Okay. But she likes it if I play.
Diane, you got a barn. Okay. You got animals. The animals have to live in the barn. If they're flattened down, there's no room for the animals.
Thank you.
Come on.
All righty.
Let's see. Appliances. I got your people. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. You can go to appliance-world.com and you can look around that way, or you can go into the store. They've always been open as they've been deemed essential. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, they'll make things easy at appliance-world.com. Sign up for exclusive offers, get the latest local deals, chat with associates online, shop their showroom from your phone. The family-owned business has been around since 1977. Dick Van Dyke's the largest independent appliance dealer in all of Central Illinois. Located in Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur, they offer discount pricing on great quality products from Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. They also specialize in appliance service, including delivery, installation, and repair. And, of course, you can't beat their free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Champaign location just south of I-74 on Neal, or online at appliance-world.com.
I know they carry LG, and that's artisan ice. That looks so cool. It's like a golf ball or
round
something.
Ones,
and I've seen that commercial, and I'm like, ooh, I want to see that on display at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
We have got two Monday night football games tonight. It's a doubleheader, as they normally start the season on Mondays with two games. Pittsburgh going to the Giants in New Jersey. And then it's the Titans at Denver late. Those are two football games. Sports headlines coming up.
This year, business as usual has been anything but. At BC Bank, we know you still have financial goals. Our team is here to develop plans and help build strategies that work as hard as you do. With the right partner and investment strategies in place, you can take charge of the years ahead. Busey's wealth management experts are right beside you. Learn more at Busey.com. Member FDIC.
Looking for the ultimate barbershop experience? Come on out to the Vintage Edge Barbershop in downtown Champaign, where they provide high-quality, custom-tailored haircuts by skilled artisans of the barber trade, specializing in traditional haircuts as well as new-age, more modern styles. Whether your hair is hard to handle or fine-textured, they take pride in making you look and feel your best. So for your next haircut, come on out and enjoy this unique, one-of-a-kind barbershop located at 128 West Church Street in Champaign. Call 217-530-9609 to set up your appointment. 530-9609.
Liberty.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Marvelous, because I, a thespian, have been on a quest for the perfect insurance.
Sweet balcony.
I've requested no less than 13 balconies.
That's a lot.
All the world's a stage.
Well, with Liberty Mutual, thou customize and thou saveth.
That's the spirit.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
At Matex Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical, we salute our local veterans. This fall, we are inviting you to feel the difference and make a difference. Now through Veterans Day, November 11th, you can take a $25 discount on your service costs or forego the discount, and Matex will use your $25 to cover your furnace repairs for local veterans in need. Know a veteran in need of assistance? Nominate them for a new furnace by visiting MatexService.com/veterans. Call, text, or schedule online today. Matex. Feel the difference.
ESPN 93.5, Monday, September 14. Diane with sports headlines.
St. Louis Cardinals are gearing up for a series against Milwaukee. Looks like 4-10 and 7-10 on ESPN 93.5. Got beat by Cincinnati yesterday. Let's get your Redbird recap.
The Reds knocked off the Cardinals by the tune of about 10-5 yesterday at the ballpark in a day game.
It was a tale of two games, Mike, where the Cardinals had a 5-3 lead, but let that get away, and the Reds got a run in the 6th, 3 in the 7th, 1 in the 8th, 2 in the 9th. They didn't let up against the Cardinal bullpen and won the game 10-5. The Cardinals finished their homestand with 3 wins and 4 losses. They are 20-20 on the year, and they go on a long road trip beginning with 5 games in Milwaukee, the first two in a doubleheader today. But yesterday, the Cardinals looked good early, but then a lost ball in left field that dropped in for an RBI double helped Cincinnati turn the day around, and the Reds won 2 out of 3.
And they won yesterday 10-5. As the Cardinals go on a road trip, we're on the air at 3:15 today as Kim will pitch the first game against Lindbaum.
Cubs win 12-0 over Milwaukee's Brewers, so let's hope the Brewers are worn down for the Cardinals and the Cardinals get some wins. So Cubs will have the day off, and they've got Cleveland. Alec Mills with this no-hitter, though. Here's how it ended.
Let's see if he can come back and get Peterson, the 3-1 pitch on the way. A swing and a ground ball toward the middle. Baez has it, throws to first. Alec Mills has just pitched a no-hitter. A no-hitter for Cubs right-hander Alec Mills. A ground ball to Baez, a routine play. The Cubs are mobbing the young right-hander on the mound, jumping up and down. What a great moment for Alec Mills as the Cubs win the ball game 12-0.
Chicago White Sox over Detroit 5-2 to take that series. They've got Minnesota with a 7-10 start. Albert Pujols with his 660th homer, tying Willie Mays for 5th place in the MLB action. On to the NBA. Denver over the LA Clippers, 111-98, series tied at 3. NHL action has Tampa Bay over the New York Islanders 4-1. Lightning leads that series 3-1. In tennis at the U.S. Open, Dominic Thiem, a historic comeback win, and Naomi Osaka with her 2nd U.S. Open title. Stuart Cink at 47 with the Safeway Open on top of the leaderboard.
But the guy that finished 2nd was Jimmy John before he lost weight. This guy named Harry Higgs.
Okay.
I'm telling you, the guy looks like Jimmy John.
Okay.
He's before Jimmy lost some weight. This guy was the biggest gut over a belt I've seen in golf.
Huh.
And he could thwack it, and he had a shot to catch Stuart Cink. The best part about Stuart Cink is, well, I was upset he beat Tom Watson in the British. That was still
Stuart. They didn't talk to him for a week after he made that lucky putt.
Beat Tom Watson. Come on, let him have it. Anyway, no, I'm kidding. Anyway, Stuart Cink's son was on the bag, which is fun.
I actually think that one of the most impressive sporting achievements I've ever seen was Watson's 2nd in the British Open at age 59.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
We were all rooting for them, and then Stuart Cink got them in extra holes.
I didn't even get to NFL action, but the Bears
coming
from behind and winning 27-23. Green Bay over Minnesota. New Orleans beat Tampa Bay. Jacksonville beat our Colts.
Jacksonville.
Yeah. Shad Khan's team upsets Phillip Rivers and the Indianapolis Colts. I don't think many thought that would happen.
I know.
I did. I thought they did.
Did you really? Okay. Well, you're friends with Shad, so you
Well, I might. Yeah, I've just. But he knows what he's doing, man.
That's awesome, because okay. That wasn't supposed to happen. Let's check weather.
It's brought to you
by Healthy Living Pools and Spas with a huge sale this weekend. You can have these puppies in the snow and sit out under the stars. Showroom is a mile east of Monticello. It's on the Monticello Road.
Uh-huh.
For details on savings for your master spa, visit healthylivingpoolandspa.com. And it's this weekend, a mile east of Monticello. It's a fantastic showroom. It's in a little Morton building.
That's right.
And these spas are ridiculous, and some of the prices are fantastic.
Preston and Kristen will really get personal with you if you want to get this installed. And Michael Phelps, our gold medalist swimmer from America, has endorsed the Master Spa. Again, healthylivingpoolandspa.com. Up to 77, down to 52. Clearing out by tonight. We've got some clouds now. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high 78, low 53. Up to 82 on Wednesday. We're currently at 60 on ESPN 93.5.
I just don't even know what to do with this story. I just don't even know what to do. I mean, you have Los Angeles, California, or is it Compton, California? The two police officers in California that were cold-blooded, shot in the head or shoulder, or they're in critical, both of them critical condition. Somebody came up. The president has called them animals, an animal, that had come up, shot them with no warning, no provocation, no anything. But then this goes deeper. Protesters blocked the emergency room entrance to the closest hospital, trying to help them die and screaming such.
Well, I mean, we call that murder.
What are we doing? We don't go out and mass arrest them, but they're blocking the way.
Well, they should be mass arrested. We're not going to do it, then we'll probably have more murder. I mean, that's all. You know, we have law enforcement for a reason.
Man.
That's to keep us safe and keep people who are willing to do things like that at bay.
But they happen now more and more.
Because when it's every man for themselves, then it's all going to go blow up, and you're going to be shooting people you don't know who really you need to shoot. And that's why we have law enforcement and laws, and you try to obey them and at least be rational about the gray areas, and it's gone berserk.
Well,
and that's berserk.
$100,000 reward being offered for this brazen ambush.
But what about blocking?
Yeah, what about blocking the emergency room?
Which is
just a follow-up and aiding and abetting
murder.
The murder. Yes.
Yeah, every one of them are aiding and abetting a murder. Yeah. I don't care what
That is not a protest.
I don't care how many there are. I don't know what color you are. You were all arrested, and we'll all face abetting and aiding a murder.
Right.
Murder attempt. It's unbelievable. The video shows it walks right up to the windows. It's a woman, 31 years old. It's a man who's 24.
6-year-old boy.
Just 16.
She's a mom.
If that doesn't outrage you, it's just so sickening that they would go to the next level. Then they tried to get into the emergency room, and God knows what.
I don't know, it's untenable.
And then,
of course, apparently the law enforcement in the area was told, oh, let them protest.
Yeah, they're not protesting.
That's where we're making a mistake.
Yeah.
So it's just going to get, it'll only get worse if you just say, it's okay. That's all you can expect.
We'll see how it worked in Portland and Seattle.
Yeah, well,
you embolden them, you give them more, you know, energy, you give them more okay, it's fine to do this. It's not. You can't break the law. You cannot break the law. And you can't pick and choose which laws you follow. When did that start?
That has been going on
for a while. When you talk about
sanctuary cities,
yeah.
It's basically saying, well, we've all agreed to send representatives up, and this is a messy process, and whatever they come up with, that's what we're going to do. And then they're saying, no, we're not doing that. No, not that. And then, wait, if we do something, step out of line, like maybe not wear a mask,
yeah.
We could be in trouble.
No, you get handcuffed.
That's what
you get handcuffed for that. Oh, I know.
And
you throw a Molotov cocktail and be out on the street in the morning. A Molotov cocktail, a flaming bomb, and you'll be out in the morning. And if I am belligerent and don't wear a mask, I'm handcuffed and walked out.
Well, a mask is a good thing. I'm glad we're wearing masks because everybody feels safer and everything. Let's just go to, say, opening your gym for people and keeping it safe. Can't do that.
Yeah.
But you can throw them all, or you can block an emergency room.
That's just unbelievable.
We can't settle for that. And so that's just not acceptable.
359-2255 if you'd like to chime in, if you'd like to message us on Facebook Live. We've got a lot of you out there. Good morning, Kent, Tony, Phil's watching, Kathy, Jack, Debbie. Jim, Barbara.
Lawrence Drake mentioning his birthday.
Who is it?
Lawrence or Larry.
Happy birthday, Lawrence.
Exactly.
Nice work.
Rick Williman's birthday today. I saw him at coffee.
Happy birthday. The coffee in Philo, I'm telling you, it's a nugget of gold.
Uh-huh.
This is it's $2,000 an ounce for gold right now. This is a ball of gold of information.
It's a sociological phenomenon.
It is. Because I would think that if we replaced our government with the Philo coffee, we'd be better off.
Well, we would be. There's no doubt. I'm not saying we'd be good. I'm just saying we'd be better off.
There you go.
But you've got all philosophies represented.
Yes.
Well,
discussing trending topics.
And it would be an equal opportunity ousting because the political correctness factor is way low over there.
Yeah. So. Well, it's kind of Donald Trump's kind of not politically correct.
Well, and of course he's not necessarily the most popular at the coffee.
You know what? I'd still take him to run my country right now.
Yeah.
I'd take my Philo coffee guys.
No, you make a good point. It's really not a popularity contest. It's about where we're headed. I don't see the direction we're heading of abolishing cops with Trump. I see that more with a Biden. I don't see open borders with Trump. I see that more with Biden. I don't see giving the store away to China with Trump. I do see it with Biden.
Well, how about no prisons, no jails?
So that's all. And I would support, I've said this before, I would support an amendment. No more New Yorkers after this. Come on. They say, well, I don't like the guy. Well, nobody likes anybody from New York.
Well, Trump's a New Yorker.
And so is Cuomo.
They're both the same, like Giuliani. I do like
him. Well, you know, but he's also a New Yorker.
Yeah. Well, you could say, okay, no more New Yorkers for president. All right, ESPN 93.5, we're going to break for the news and come back. Ryan Kasson is a political smart guy, and we'll touch base on some of the inner workings. This guy gets in the weeds on the digital side of stuff.
Okay.
And how it all works, because there's a lot in there. That'll be next. It's Monday. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane. It's Brother Johnny. Stand by. We'll be right back.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. With each election year, it's important to remember negativity and conflicts are common. Investors should realize future success depends on sound, long-term investment strategies and staying the course. If you have concerns with your portfolio, we can help create a long-term plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, 366-3456, or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, or Registered Investment Advisor.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. You never realize how much you rely on the plumbing in your home until something goes wrong. A small leak can end up with a big repair if it's not taken care of right away. At the first sign of trouble, visit LandsInc.com. While there, learn more about plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. We look forward to having you be a part of the Lands family. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Moms, let's talk. Chickpea pasta? Seriously? I know you mean well, but if you want me to eat better, let's go to Moe's. I'll get a quesadilla, burrito, or taco with some chicken and black beans if you want. And since I'm under 12, I eat free on Sundays when you get an entree. So say yes to Moe's on Sundays and no to those crazy noodles.
Moe's Southwest Grill. Find them at 2041 South Neal Street in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
We've all been stuck at home, looking at all the things we'd like to change about where we live. Well, Flooring Surfaces is here to help. The summer of savings starts now with discounted pricing on hundreds of the best floors around. Select in-stock hardwoods are cut by 50%. Double discounts on laminate floors and premium imported tiles start at just $125 per square foot. Flooring Surfaces stocks over 1 million square feet of flooring, so you will find a tile, hardwood, carpet, or waterproof vinyl floor that will freshen your space and save you money. We are a local business that's open to serve you in a clean and safe environment. Call 398-1990 to set up a personalized showroom experience or a safe in-home consultation. Then get ready to save with Flooring Surfaces.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces.
What if you could buy groceries and help those in need at the same time? By shopping at Salt and Light Urbana, you partner with us in helping people right here in our community. Our participants earn store credit for every hour they volunteer, whether it is a gallon of milk, a loaf of bread, a pair of shoes, or a warm winter coat. Our folks get what they need without the cost of their dignity. Regularly buying some of your groceries will help others to feed their families while you feed yours. Salt and Light. Shop. Donate. Change lives.